Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. A substantial number of psychologists, psychiatrists, sociologists, anthropologists, and even theologians are predicting the death of marriage as most of us know it. Alvin Toffler's best-selling book, Future Shock, expresses this view. As conventional marriage proves itself less and less capable of delivering on its promise of lifelong love, we can anticipate open public acceptance of temporary marriages. Instead of wedding till death do us part, couples will enter into matrimony knowing from the first that the relationship is likely to be short-lived. Page 251. British psychologist James Hemming predicted that engagement rings are doomed. Weddings will be rituals of the past. Couples will wed, if at all, only after they have lived together. Associated Press commented, "If Dr. Hemming is right, the word marriage itself could become obsolete." Do these dire predictions, some of which have come to pass in the past 25 years, prove that marriage did not originate with God and does not have any great significance to human families any longer? The truth of the matter is, and always has been, marriage and the family are very important. But to whom are they important? Of this truth, we can be very sure. The marriage and the family are very important to God Almighty. The family is His idea. In the very beginning of the human race, God created Adam and Eve and said, as He gave the woman to the man, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." Genesis 2:24. Our Lord Jesus Christ had these words in mind when He said to the Pharisees, "Have you not read that He who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder.'" Matthew 19:4-6. The family is also of great importance to God's Holy Spirit, as can be seen in the many regulations given by the Spirit. Let me summarize very briefly the Godhead's interest in the family. God ordained the divine pattern. Jesus Christ endorsed it. And the Holy Spirit continues to regulate it through His Word. Not only is the family important to God, to Jesus Christ, and to the Holy Spirit, it is also important to the nation, any nation. You may have heard the old proverb, "As the home goes, so goes the nation." That is not a scriptural proverb, but there is no doubt it expresses the truth of the Scriptures. President James A. Garfield was a member of the body of Christ and a gospel preacher early in his life. He believed he had stepped down from the greatest responsibility in the world, being a gospel preacher, to become President of the United States. Garfield wisely observed, "The sanctity of marriage and the family makes the cornerstone of our American society and of civilization." Lewis Evans wrote an article in The Marriage Affair, a book by Peterson, in which he said, "Marriage is a nation's business. When a pier juts out into the ocean, it is utterly at the mercy of the individual pilings on which it stands. Strike out a piling from beneath it, and the whole structure suffers a shock, and the pier is weakened. Every nation juts out into the social sea, resting on the pilings of its individual homes. Every time a home is destroyed, the whole nation suffers a severe thundershock. No nation can stand for long with so many of its pilings gone or damaged." My friends, our nation has many severe problems because of broken and troubled homes. Thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless you.